What's up, Shoreline? My name is Austin Mankin. I'm going to be continuing our series entitled High School Heroes. So we've been exploring high schoolers in the Bible who had an heroic faith and learning principles and lessons from their life that we can apply to ours. But before we start and jump in, I want to share with you guys a story. And so it happened a month ago. Me and my wife, for years, have been planning to go on a ski trip together. We've always wanted to go skiing together. We both love to go skiing, but we know it's complicated to get down there. It's expensive. It's time-consuming. And so we've been planning and dreaming what it would look like to go skiing together for the first time. And so a month ago, we had an opportunity fall into our lap that we couldn't refuse. Someone sent an email to us and was basically like, hey, I have a free place to stay. It's yours if you want to use it. And so we basically dropped everything that we were doing and we're like, hey, we're going to plan on going on this trip because this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And so I jumped on the web. I started researching everything I could about this place. I got the cheapest lift tickets I could find. I found the best sites and places to look at, the best restaurants to eat. I mean, I had this thing planned. And a day before we were about to leave, unfortunately, one of my friends, my close friends, texted me. And his brother actually passed away. And he texted me that the funeral was going to be the next day. So we knew we were going to have to cancel this trip. And so me and my wife had an opportunity at that moment to look at each other and see this canceled trip either as an inconvenience or a privilege to go and bless and serve one of my friends. And so we're going to learn from a woman in the Bible who had some canceled plans, who had canceled plans and changed plans that she could see as a burden or a blessing, an opportunity to serve and minister to others. And this woman we're going to be studying is the woman named Mary. And so Mary is someone we always talk about during Christmas season because she has a huge opportunity to be Jesus's mom. But we're going to explore just what she does and how she responds to change. And so we're going to pull two principles in our time together and how we can respond, because this is relevant to us, because change is happening a lot in our culture today. And so a little bit about Mary is that Mary, she's young. She's about 15 years old. And we're going to be in Luke chapter 1, where she's 15 years old, when an angel of the Lord comes to her and basically says, hey, I'm going to change your life forever. I'm going to change your plans that you had, because she was planning to get married. She was engaged to Joseph. She has this big plan. She was getting ready to go get married. And this angel of the Lord appears before her and says, I'm going to change your plans. We're going to see how she responds. So if you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 28 through 31. I'm going to read a little bit and then talk about it. So Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Gabriel appeared to her and said, Gabriel, angel of the Lord, said, greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. I'm going to stop right there because here is what the angel is saying. He's saying that she is a favored woman. And in the world's eyes, Mary was from a town in Nazareth. She was poor. She didn't have a lot of money. She didn't have a lot of status, power, and privilege in the world's eyes. But here's what God's saying is that she's a favored woman. And she's favored not because of what she's done, but because of who God is. So we keep reading. It says that how she responds, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. Again, favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. So I want you to put yourself in Mary's position right now. So she's young, as we said, she's around 15, and she's going to get married to this man named Joseph. So she's already got the wedding plans figured out. She's already been on Pinterest. She's already figured out the hashtag she's going to use for a wedding. And so she's kind of set up in place what her life is going to look like. She has this dream, this expectation that's going to be basically diverted. She's going to have to change the course of what she wanted to. And I want us to think about that question. What in our life right now that we're having to change or rearrange or adapt because of our circumstances? Because we all have plans, we all have dreams, but it's not necessarily what happens to us, it's the way we respond to it. We see how Mary is going to respond two different ways. One, she's going to respond with gratitude. And I know that's simple, but I want you guys to understand the weight and the gravity that this has, that she responds with gratitude. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. We're going to see how Mary responds with gratitude. So here's what she says. She says, I am the Lord's servant. I am the Lord's servant. So I'm going to stop there because every time I read that, I just am in awe of Mary's humility. She basically says, I'm a servant, meaning that she is fully dependent on her master, the Lord, where she is saying in a humble way, I'm not entitled to anything. I don't deserve anything. Yes, my plans have changed, but I am still dependent on the Lord for everything. And so in that moment, she's using this voice of just gratitude. She's saying, I'm just simply a servant. And in the kingdom of God, there is no greater status than to be a servant. And that's what she says. And then for a woman to bear a child out of wedlock, what she's going to have to do, she's going to have to potentially face fear, misunderstanding, ridicule, shame. She could potentially be stoned for this opportunity, but yet she embraces it by saying, I'm the Lord's servant. You know, she willingly submits herself to God. She willingly submits herself in an act of gratitude and says, I'm simply a servant. And then she goes on and says, may everything you have said about me come true. May everything you have said about me come true. That's amazing. That she has the willingness and the gratitude to accept this opportunity and to change her plans. And in a cross-reference this, Paul, in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, I love, he asks this rhetorical question. And he asks three questions, and one in particular I want to read, because he's basically giving this question that will humble any proud heart. He says, what do you have that God hasn't given to you? And if everything you have is from God, why boast as though it were not a gift? And so he's saying everything that you have, everything that you have, like you potentially made, or everything that you potentially live in, or your circumstances, everything that you have right now is a gift from God. That you didn't earn it, you received it. And so that's to change the way that you view your circumstances, out of always a heart of gratitude and not a heart of entitlement or bitterness. And that's what Mary does. I love this quote by Dietrich Bonhoeffer that says, it is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. It's only with gratitude that life becomes rich. That grateful people really take nothing for granted. They see the love of God in every circumstance. So we can respond and learn from Mary's story, that we can respond to situations and change with gratitude. And my last point as we move forward is that we respond in another way with God's word. And so if you keep reading, I'm not going to read all these verses because we don't have time, but if you go to verse 46 all the way down to 55, Mary is just going to give a song of praise. Like, this is Mary speaking her heart and out of gratitude towards God. And this is an amazing worship song that she delivers in this verse. It's Waymaker 2.0 that she gives right here. And she's just basically just repeating scripture. You can see how she's going to weave 17 different verses together and that she quotes from the Old Testament. So she's a young girl who knew God's word. And she responds to her circumstances by not her own opinion, but she responds with God's word because she reminds herself of truth. And then how many times, when our circumstances change, does our mind gravitate towards negativity? Or does our mind gravitate towards bitterness? Or our comparison? Or what we could have had if this unforeseen thing happens to us? We usually get bitter. And the way that you keep your mind from drifting is that you keep yourself anchored in God's word. And she was anchored in God's word. I'm going to read these two verses that just says in her life. She says, Mary responded. Here's how she responded. Oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he took notice of his lowly servant girl. And now on all generations will call me blessed. And she knew God's word and she responded well to it. She responded well to it. And so that would be my encouragement to you guys, is that you would respond to these unforeseen circumstances that are happening in our world today, that you would take the example of Mary. That you respond out of gratitude. That you would understand that everything you have is received from God. And it's not earned. You didn't earn anything. You're not entitled to anything, but it is simply a gift that God has given us. And then you respond with God's word. You would know God's word. It would flow out of you like it flowed out of Mary, that she quoted 17 different verses as she responded to God in gratitude. That's what kept her heart centered. She didn't focus on the circumstances or the sadness that she couldn't get married like she wanted to. She focused on the truth of God's word. Simply said, I am a servant. And so my encouragement to you is you'd focus on those two things, and I'll be praying that you would take the example of Mary, We love you guys. Have a great week of worship.